Ladies and gentlemen, how about a warm welcome back to Rockefeller's for John Prine.
Hello. There's a mountain with all my slippers. Walk in the kitchen and die. And oh, what a feeling when my soul went through the ceiling. And I wanna bring to heaven, I did right. When I got there, they didn't say, God in heaven is a way. You slipped upon the floor and it hit your head. And all angels say, just before you passed away. Were the very last words that you say. Please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. Go out to the heaven, cut me up and pass me all around. Show my brain in a hurricane, the black could have my eyes, and the death could take both of my ears with a bit of mad sight. My stomach to Milwaukee if they run out of beer. Put my socks in a cedar box just to get them out of here. Venus de Milo could have my arms. Look out, I got your nose. Sell my heart to the young man and give my love to Rose. But please don't bury me down in the cold, cold ground. Go after the heaven, cut me up and pass me all around. In a hurricane, the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take both of my ears if the old man decides. Give my feet to the footloose, careless, fancy free. Give my knees to the needy, don't pull that stuff on me. Hand me down my walking cane, it's a sin to tell a lie. Send my mouth away down south and kiss my ass goodbye. But please don't bury me down in that cold, cold ground. Go after the heaven, cut me up and pass me all around. Throw my brain in a hurricane, the blind can have my eyes, and the deaf can take both of my ears if a bit of a man decides. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much.
How you doing? Don't gotta worry. I remember all the titles of them.
In the ice house, come a hill or come valley. Like a long ago Sunday, I went and walked through the alley on a cool winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. Heard sirens on a train track, how naked get new. And all the boys been hit by a local commuter just from walking with his back turned to the train that was coming so slow. Gaze out the window, get mad and get a matter. Throw your hands in the air, say what does it matter. But it don't do no good, get angry, tell me I know. For a heart stain and anger grows weak and grows bitter. You become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in a trap of your very own chain of sorrow. Tried to pick so early in the show. I've been brought down to zero, pulled out and put back there. I sat on a park bench, kissed the girl with the black hair, and my head shattered down to my height. You better look out below. It ain't such a long drop, don't stammer, don't stutter. From the diamonds in the sidewalk to the dirt in the gutter, and you carry those bruises to remind you wherever you go. You can gaze out the window, get mad and get a matter, throw your hands in the air, say what does it matter, but it don't do no good. You get angry, tell me I know. A high stain and anger grows weak and grows bitter. You become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in a trap of your very own chain of sorrow. Hearts in the ice house, come a hill or come valley. Like a long ago Sunday, I went to walk through the alley on a cool winter's morning to a church house just to shovel some snow. I heard sirens on a train track, how naked get neutered. An altar boy's been hit by a local commuter just from walking with his back turned to the train that was coming so slow. Gaze out the window, get mad and get a matter, throw your hands in the air, say what does it matter, but it don't do no good to get angry, say help me I know. For a heart stain and anger grows weak and grows bitter, you'll become your own prisoner as you watch yourself sit there wrapped up in a trap of your very own chain of sorrow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, Mr. Soundman, send me some sound. Could you turn up the guitar and my voice? I'd like to hear it tonight. God, first time in I don't know how many shows I could see people's faces. They all got two eyes, noses, and everything. The last time I saw her, she was standing in the lane with her overcoat under her arm, leaning on a horse head cane. She said, Carl, take all the money. She called everybody Carl. My spirit's broke, my mind's a joke. Getting up's real hard. Don't you know her? When you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis, Ave Krishna Beauregard. Selling Bibles in the airports, and Quillet's on the phone. Hey, you talk about your paper route. She's a shut-in without a home. Well, God save her, please. She's nailed her knees to some drugstore parking lot. Hey, Mr. Brown, turn the volume down. I believe this evening's shot. Don't you know her? When you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis. Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Can't you picture her next Thursday? Can you picture that all? In a hotel, Boulderado, at the dark end of the hall. I gotta shake myself and wonder why she even bothers me. For if our heartaches were commercial, we'd all be on TV. Don't you know her? When you see her, she grew up in your backyard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis. Hare Krishna, Beauregard. Come back to us, Barbara Lewis. Hare Krishna, Beauregard.
Come on back home, Barbara.
Put seeds in drinks these days. Sorry, I didn't know you was up there. How you doing? There's a song I wrote with a fellow named Donnie Fritz. Donnie has been playing keyboards with Chris Christopherson for about 14 years. And there's several people like Donnie from Alabama. They don't talk a whole lot, and Donnie... They call him the lean man from Alabama. Donnie like stands like this all the time. And you can talk to him for about a half an hour. And you go, you know what I mean, Donnie? And he'll go, mm-hmm. So a couple years back, we were both kind of in a fix. Donnie made a couple of big movies with Chris and got a big paycheck from him. So he went on the road with Chris for a while, and Donnie's wife figured she was going to build their dream house, and she did. And when Donnie got home, there was this big old house with the doorknob was this fucking big, you know. You open it up, and you walk in, and there's a foyer with a men and ladies restroom and a waterfall coming down. Well, Donnie's the kind of guy that gets, like, he gets self-conscious around linoleum, you know? So whenever I go over to see him, he'd spend half the night apologizing about his place, and then we'd hang out in the garage, you know? One thing led to another, and he figured he ought to get rid of the house. And there wasn't anybody buying houses that year, and I was going through a divorce, and there wasn't anybody buying those either, so... We figured that was a real good time to write a country song. So we decided that the following Monday morning at 10 o'clock, we were going to get together and write a country song. And in Nashville, you got to do things business-like, you know. I had to go to New Orleans over the weekend, so I said, Donnie, I'll come back with, like, some idea or a title or something. And I was reading the National Enquirer on the airplane. Well, it's about as heavy as thing you want to read on an airplane, you know. And they had this picture of this little baby girl, about 4 or 5 years old. And she had trouble untying her necktie. No, she had this unusual disease. She had, like, the body of a 90-year-old woman. And the caption above the photograph was, the oldest baby in the world. I like that. So I told Donnie, I said, look at this thing, man. I ripped it out of the paper. I said, the oldest baby in the world. I said, we know a whole mess of old babies. So let's write a song about it. Let's see if this sugarless gum will stick to the microphone. I'd say this song is about 3 minutes and 40 seconds. She got the mind of a child and a body peeking over the hill. Well, she would if she could, and she should, but nobody will. With her nails painted red and her hair so unnaturally curled, well, I think that she may be the oldest baby in the world. She's tasted the nightlife, but left her with nothing but hunger and all the available men seem to think that they want something younger. Youth is a costume, and the beauty within lies unfurled. And I think that she may be the oldest baby in the world. Fast horses win races, roll flushes beat aces, and everyone's plain to keep. So let's turn out the lights and rock that old baby to sleep. She loves the sound of the rain, but you know she's still afraid of the thunder. She keeps her head full of hope and her heart is so full of wonder. She may look like a woman, but she's still some daddy's little girl. And I think that she may be the oldest baby in the world. Yes, I think that she may be the oldest baby in the world. I'm trying to get this to George Jones. Thank you. You got a different hairdo every time I see you. That's a book, Susan. Only the good ones, huh? Larry.
I've been thinking lately about the people I meet, the car wash on the corner and a hole in the street, the way my ankles hurt with shoes on my feet. I'm wondering if I'm gonna see tomorrow. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the air. I was in the army, but I never dug a trench. Used to bust my knuckles on a monkey wrench. I go to town and drink, give the girls a pinch. I don't think they ever even notice me. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the river. Fish and a whistle, whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. And when we get through, We'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. 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 Well, my very first job, I said thank you and please. They made me scrub a parking lot down on my knees. Then I got fired for being scared of bees. They only give me 50 cents an hour. Father, forgive us for what we must do. You forgive us, we'll forgive you. We'll forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Let's go fishing, Opie. Fishing and whistle and fish. Eat everything that they put on your dish. When we get through, we'll make a big wish that we never have to do this again. Forgive each other till we both turn blue. Then we'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. We'll whistle and go fishing in the heaven. Fishing and whistling. Thank you. Sorrow that's crossed the evil land today. Well, how can you ask about tomorrow when we ain't got one word to say? So when words come over you, and what in the heaven's name have you done? Broken the speed of the sound of loneliness. You're out there running just to be on the run. on the line. Yeah, I'd pay a rental just to be on the line. Thank you. The sang of the hobo's delight. He proved he could run twice as fast as the sun by losing his shadow at night. He loved every girl in this curly-headed world, but no one will know it seems so tight. For two twisted legs from a childhood disease left Billy just a bomb in his dreams. And he was just a gentle boy, a real fluorescent light. Laughed nickels on Saturday evening, cried pennies on Saturday night. And your bullets, they can't harm him. No, your knives tear him apart. Humiliation killed him. God bless his little heart. Well, he lived all alone in a rundown home near the side of the old railroad track, where the trains used to run, carrying freight by the ton, blow the whistle as Billy's way back. But the children around Billy's hometown seemed to have nothing better to do than run around his house with their tongues from their mouths, making fun of that crippled old fool. And he was just a gentle boy, a real fluorescent light. Cried pennies on Sunday morning, laughed niggers on Saturday night. And your bullets, they can't harm him. No, your knives tear him apart. Humiliation killed him. God bless his little heart. Some folks they wait, some folks they pray for Jesus to rise up again. But none of them folks in their holy cloaks ever took Billy on as a friend. For pity's a crime, and it ain't worth a damn to a person that's really in need. Just treat them the same as you would your own name next time that your heart starts to bleed. For he was just a gentle boy, a real fluorescent light. Cried pennies on Sunday morning, laughed niggers on Saturday night. And your bullets, they can't harm him. No, your knives tear him apart. Humiliation killed him. God bless his little heart. Thank you.
Thank you.
When I woke up this morning, things were looking bad. Seemed like total silence was the only friend I had. A bowl of oatmeal tried to stare me down and won. And it was 12 o'clock before I realized I was having no fun. Ah, but fortunately,
at French dinner,
I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun.
One of the guitar giants of our day.
Well, last time I checked my bankroll, it was getting thin. Sometimes it seems like the bottom is the only place I've been. I chased a rainbow down a one-way street, dead end. And all my friends turned out to be insurance. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well, sat down in my closet with all my overalls, trying to get away from all ears inside my walls. I dreamed the police heard everything I thought. What then? Oh, well, I went to court and the judge's name was Hoffman. Ah, but fortunately, I have the key to escape reality. And you may see me tonight with an illegal smile. It don't cost very much, but it lasts a long while. Won't you please tell the man I didn't kill anyone? No, I'm just trying to have me some fun. Well done, son of a gun, hot dog bun, Attila the Hun. My sister is a nun. Thank you. Well, there was all those things that I don't think I remember. Yeah, how lucky can one man get? Street I used to wander, yeah, scratch my head and lit my cigarette. Well, that was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? I walked down the street I used to wander. Yeah, shook my hand and I made myself a bed. Well, there was all these things that I don't think I remember. Hey, how lucky can one man get? Hey, how lucky can one man get? Hey, how lucky. Thank you. Knees. Yeah, I'm going steady with that old Betty. She's going steady with me. Yeah, I've been picking my brains out. I've been working at the hardware store. Trying to put a chicken in the window, chasing away the wolf from the door. Betty's been down in the iron ore mine, bringing home energy. Yeah, I'm a going steady with that old Betty. She's going steady with me. To her in English, she been speaking in English too. But we always speak the same language, but we're always getting through. We'll admit her in a dance at the Union Hall with a night with Daddy G. Yeah, I'm going steady with that old Betty. She's going steady with a bit. Steady with Ann or Betty, she's going steady with me. And we receive the mail in the same mailbox. We watch the same TV. I got rug burns on my elbows. She's got them on her knees. Yeah, I'm a going steady with Ann or Betty. She's going steady with me. Yeah, I'm a going steady with Ann or Betty. She's going steady with me. Yeah, I'm a going steady with Ann or Betty. She's going steady with me. Hands off. Thank you.
way down there. Just a small fry, just a bit too gun shy to have his heart touched without a glove. He looks at strangers as potential dangers, trying to steal his aimless love. But love has no might, it can't spill unkind. It's never seen a hardship like a valentine. For if love knew you, will it walk up to you and introduce you to a nameless love? I've been out walking, kind of pillow talking to anyone that has the time for me. For there are some folks, they think that love chokes, it ties and keeps them from being free. But love has no mind, it can't spill unkind. It's never seen a hardship like a valentine. For if love knew you, will it walk up to you and introduce you to an aimless love? And introduce you to an aimless love. Thank you. Stage cigarettes. I can't. They always come out with six different ends on them. It's like a plumber's nightmare. Sam Stone came home to his wife and family after serving in the conflict overseas. And the time that he'd served had shattered all his nerves and left a little shrapnel in his knee. But the morphine eased the pain and the grass grew around his brain and gave him all the confidence he lacked. With a purple heart and a monkey on his back, there's a hole in daddy's wallet where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone's walk on home didn't last too long. He went to work when he spent his last night. And Sammy took to stealing when he got that empty feeder for a $100 habit without overtime. And the gold rolled through his veins
like a thousand railroad trains, and eased his mind in the hours that he chose. While the kids ran around wearing other people's clothes, there's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. And Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Sam Stone was alone when he popped his last balloon, climbing walls while sitting in a chair. Well, he played his last request while the room smelled just like death, with an overdose hovering in the air. But life had lost its fun, and there's nothing to be done but trade his house that he bought on his G.I. Bill for a flag-draped casket on a local hero's hill. There's a hole in daddy's arm where all the money goes. Jesus Christ died for nothing, I suppose. Little pitchers have big ears, don't stop to count the years. Sweet songs never last too long on broken radios. Thank you. Thank you. Last night I had a dream. Everything was black and white, and it smelled like gasoline. We stood in a corner and I held you tight, kissed your mouth till my head got a light. Last night when I had a dream, I had a dream. Last night I had a dream. Birds were flying left and right through the light of a movie screen. Stood in a corner and I held you tight, kissed your mouth till my head got a light. Last night when I had a dream. Birds are flying left and right. Everyone was looking for something to do. I even thought I had a chance with you last night when I had a dream. Everything was black and white, and it smelled like gasoline. You stood in the corner and I held you tight. Kissed your mouth till my head got a light. Last night, when I had, last night, when I had, last night, when I had a dream. There she go. Well, I thought she'd never leave. Heaven knows. You know, it sure gives me the creeps. We know when love had a woman to the power of a hat. We both got jive and fever screwed our heads up tight till it came to blows. Hey, 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 there she go. Yeah, there she go. There she goes, just walking down the street, I suppose. The next fellow that she meets should have a head examined by an X-ray machine so he can see all those pictures that I've already seen, just so he knows. Hey, 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 there she goes. Ah, there she goes. There must be something somewhere makes me wanna hurt myself inside. Yeah, we was a regular Dr. Jekyll, but together we was a Mr. and Mrs. Hyde. Oh, what a rough, rough ride. Hey, there she goes. Well, she's walking out on me with all her clothes. Looking fine as she could be. You know I seen her on down at the courthouse. I was sober as the judge. We tried to talk things over, but the grudge wouldn't budge. I said adios. Hey, 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 there she go. Yeah, there she go. Yeah, there must be something somewhere makes me wanna hurt myself inside. Yeah, we was a regular Dr. Jekylls, but together we was a Mr. and Mrs. Hyde. Hey, there she go. Well, I thought she'd never leave the hill of no. You know, it sure gives me the creeps. So we knew when love had a woman to the power of a hat. We both got jive and feel a screwed up, heads up tight, then it came to blows. Hey, 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 there she go. Hey, there she go. Yeah, there she go. Hey, there she go. Look at the way she walks.
There she goes.
Thank you.
Get this sufficiently out of tune so I can sing with it. We had an apartment
in the city. And me and Loretta like living there. Well, it's been years since the kids had grown a life of their own and left us alone. John and Linda live in Omaha, and Joel is somewhere on the road. We lost Davy in the Korean War. Now I still don't know where for. It don't matter anymore. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Old people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in that hello. Talk much more. She sits and stares through the back door screen. And all the news just repeats itself like some forgotten dream that we both seen. Someday I'm going to call up Rudy. Work together at the factory. What could I say if they ask what's new? Nothing much with you. Nothing much to do. You know that old trees just grow stronger, and old rivers grow wilder every day. Oh, people just grow lonesome, waiting for someone to say hello in that hello. If you're out walking down the street sometime and spot some hollow ancient eyes, well, please don't just pass them by and stare as if you didn't care. Say hello in there. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Good night. Yeah. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Morgantown, huh? I wrote this for my daddy. He's from Murray, but moved to Paradise.
When I was a child, my family would travel down to Western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered. So many times that my memory is a wall. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where Paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is hauling you away. Sometimes we travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adria Hill, where the air smell like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols, but empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where Paradise lay? Well, I'm a sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a holiday way.
About 7 years ago, I took a bunch of people from Time Magazine down to Muhlenberg County to show them where my family was from. And I told them I didn't want them to write a whole story about Peabody Coal Company, because I really ain't got nothing against them, except I do. I just wanted to take them down there and show them like how pretty it used to be. But when the people from Time got down there, they wanted to see this big old shovel, because it looks like, when they light it up at night, it looks like Close Encounters. So we stopped at the Peabody office and asked if we could drive our station wagon down there and take a picture of this big old shovel. They said, there ain't no way. We don't want John Pry near there. They started passing pamphlets around town and saying, trying to take my poetic license away for speeding. They said they'd let these guys go down and look at the shovel if they could get equal time, like on Johnny Carson. So they sent out a guy from the reclamation committee. He turned out to be my second cousin. We ain't got much to do down there, you know. And he felt he had to stick up for the company, so he said to me in front of the reporters, he says, how do you think you can rape a tree? I said, easy, man. I said, you fucked it, you never even asked his permission.
And the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and he tortured the timber and he stripped all the land. Well, he dug for the coal till the land was forsaken, and then he wrote it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where Paradise lay? Well, I'm a sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a holding you away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River, and let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Bank. I'll be halfway to heaven with Paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River where Paradise lay? I'm a sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a holiday way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a holiday way. Mr. Peabody's coal train is a holiday.
way.
Thank you very much. We're going to have to stop because we've got to let a bunch of other people in, but thank you very much. Thank you. Good night.
Hello. I got an airplane ticket and my shirt is sticking out of my jeans. Got me painted in a corner where I'm living way behind my man. Outside my window, a bird once flew. Now I don't even care what kind of gum I chew. No, baby, I just wanna be with you. Well, I don't wanna wash the dishes, but I'm wishing I could wash my hair. You've been on my mind so long, you must be living up there. Up to the circus, down to the zoo. The monkey's looking at me like I'm looking at you. And whoa, baby, I just wanna be with you. Well, I don't wanna go to London to visit the Queen. She don't like my English, if you know what I mean. Don't wanna walk around like I got nothing to do. Uh-huh, baby, wanna be with you. Uh-huh, baby, wanna be with you. My wallet while I'm sitting on my living room rug. I was looking at the pictures of the women that I thought I dug. There was one that begged, one that teased, one God bless me every time I sneeze. Oh, baby, I just wanna be with you. I wanna be with you when there ain't no love, and the bank's all closed with the stars up above. Lonely won't be lonesome when we get through. And uh-huh, baby, won't be with you. Uh-huh, baby, won't be with you. Uh-huh, baby, won't be with you. Thank you. Thank you, how you doing? Well, everybody's healthy. You can't live together. Can't live alone. Considering the weather, who am I, how you grown? From the men in the factories to the wild kangaroo. Like those birds of a feather, they're gathering together and they're acting exactly like you. They got mesmerized by lullabies and limbo danced and passed. Please lock that door. Well, it don't make much sense. That common sense don't make no sense no more. Just between you and me, it's like pushing when you are to be shoving. like a knife with her head in the oven. Please don't tell me that this really was enough. Get you in the trouble, you know. But they came here by boat, they came here by plane. They blistered their hand and they burned out their brain. All dreaming a dream that'll never come true. Hey, don't you give me no trouble, I'll call up my double. We'll play piggy in the middle with you. You'll get mesmerized by lullabies and limbo dancing past. Please lock that door. It don't make much sense, that common sense don't make no sense no more. No, it don't make much sense, that common sense don't make no sense no more.
It's an election year, isn't it?
She was a liver-headed dancer on the road to alcohol. And I was just a soldier on my way to Montreal. When she pressed her chest against me, about the time the jukebox broke, yeah, she gave me a peck on the back of the neck. These are the words she spoke. Blow up your teeth, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you home, plant a little garden, eat a lot of peaches, try and find Jesus on your own. I sat there at the table and I acted real naive, but I knew that topless lady had something up her sleeve. Yeah, she danced around the barroom and she did the hoochie coo. Yeah, she sang her song all night long, telling me what to do. Blow up your teeth, throw away your paper, go to the country, build you a home, plant a little garden, need a lot of pizza, try and find Jesus on your own. Well, I was young and hungry and about to leave that place. When just as I was leaving, yeah, she looked me in the face. I said, you must know the answer. She said, no, but I'll give it a try. And to this very day, we've been living our way. Here is the reason why. We blew up our teeth, threw our paper, went to the country, built us a home. We had a lot of children, fed them on pizza. They all found Jesus on their own. Yes, they did.
Thank you. I just love a G chord.